time for an update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Brandon Snide.
The Milwaukee Brewers boat race, barrel rolled, and steamrolled the Miami Marlins on Monday night.
Steam trained them.
Okay. I'll get that right next time. Woodruff delivering Milwaukee's first complete game shutout since 2021, and the National League Central leading Brewers collected a season-high 17 hits on their way to the 12-0 victory. Milwaukee and Miami will get things going tonight in Game 2 of 4 at American Family Field with the first pitch set of 6:40.
Brewers 360 is sponsored by Holiday Automotive. And on Tuesdays, we're joined by the skipper, Brewers manager Craig Counsell. Morning, Craig.
Good morning.
Hey, before we get to the 12-run steam training... Sorry, I'm in love with that new sound effect here this morning. Can I take you back to Sunday? I know you would have liked to have come out on the other end of that one, but what a classic, an awesome battle out there in the Bronx.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it gets lost, you know, when you lose. I think after the game that we threw, I don't even know, 10 or 11 hitless innings, and Corbin had an absolutely great performance. Sal Frelick made an incredible catch. If you're, you know, not worried about winning or losing, it was a great baseball game to be a part of, for sure. Definitely a special game, and unfortunately we came out on the wrong side, but still a great baseball game.
So Adam McKelvey from MLB had an interesting stat he posted, Craig, about. He said, Corbin Burnes and Brandon Woodruff are the first Brewers pitchers to throw consecutive scoreless starts of 8-plus innings since... CC Sabathia and Ben Sheets back in 2008.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. I mean, I think, it's nights like last night that and Sunday in New York that just make you appreciate how great Corbin and Woody have been for us, and how special it is to be able to watch them pitch for the last 5 years. They're really, really good. A stat like that shows you that doesn't come around all the time.
Hey, Craig, is there anything that you would do differently Sunday now, having looked back on it? Any changes that you would have made or didn't make that you now want to, looking at, you know, the no-hitter and also, obviously also trying to win the ball game?
Well, I mean, I think you do that every day. I mean, if you don't win, you can – there's especially in a game that goes 14 innings, there's tons of decisions. But, in the end – you know, when you look at it, we didn't score enough. We scored 3 runs in 13 innings. And that's not going to be enough generally. So, you know, we needed another hit. We had a couple spots with chances to put a bigger number on the board and didn't. There's always, you know, you can always say that. I think that doesn't change anything necessarily.
Hey, if we had scored in the top of the ninth, would you have trotted Burnes out there to try to preserve it?
No, he was done.
He was up over 100, right? Close to 110?
Yeah, he was at 110, 110 pitches. And so when you're doing that, then you're looking at, and then you're not going to take him out, you know what I mean? So then you're looking at possibly 130 pitches, and then that doesn't bode well for something that we're trying to do in the future here.
So pitch count, if someone, I mean, because Woody looked great going the full distance last night. Pitch count obviously is a little bit different, but also how they're feeling and what they're saying to you.
Yeah, I mean, number one, what they're saying is most important, and then number two, you know, the pitch count is a reference just kind of for what they've done in the past. You know, when you throw pitches that you've never thrown before, when you sit down 9 times and then get back up, that takes a toll on pitchers. And then it's not necessarily about what's going to happen, you know, that day. It's kind of what's going to happen the next time they pitch and how they recover. And that's probably, you know, as you look at a team that's trying to go to the playoffs and do something special in October, we want those guys recovered and healthy as we move to the month of October.
Brewers manager Craig Counsell, our guest on Brewers 360 today. Thanks, Skipper.
Okay, guys, take care.
Brewers and Marlins again tonight. Put another 12 spot on them.